Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's the President's Day edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. The most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Toll free, 800-228-0550. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us in the first part of this hour. Ron joins us a couple of times a month to talk about issues that are happening in the oil and gas industry all across North Dakota. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. I mentioned it's President's Day, and we have a robust little survey going on our Facebook page. We'd love to have you weigh in on it. Simple question, which former president do you most want the next president to be like? That's right. What skill sets, what attributes, what do we need more than anything that a former president has had in our next president? Good way to spend President's Day. You can weigh in on that survey. Check that out as well. And, of course, your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on any and all topics here. I want to get Galen and Bismarck and Mel and Bismarck in here because they've been waiting a while, and we'll get Ron Ness in and welcome your calls here as well on oil and gas topics today at 800-228-0550. Galen, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Am I on?
You are, sir.
Okay, yes. I agree with Patty, a previous caller. I know several women right now who are suffering from ongoing abuse. And anyone except those who know her real well have no idea what's going on. The guy just seems like a great, smooth guy, which he is. Courts are backlogged on us on this, at dealing with situations like this. This one, one of them I'm thinking of in particular right now, has to do with child support and also custody and visitation. What they're told to do when they went to see the attorney on it is the attorneys have to first work with it. And so they're dealing with each other, and then finally they informally visit in writing with the judge. This goes after a few months. The judge gets to it and then refers back to the attorneys, and they have to see a mediator. One of the things they need with the mediator is to get the financial records of both if the child custody payments are going to be changed, dragging on for months. In the meantime, there's text messages, very abusive from the male to the female, and there's one I'm thinking of in particular, and then also verbally when the kids are exchanged, you know, for visitation. It just goes on and on. It's over $10,000 already over the last 5 months, 6 months, and still haven't seen the mediator, and the income tax papers are waiting for that to be done. In the meantime, the abuse just goes on. Often the woman is a weaker one, and the male is bigger and stronger, and the woman is afraid because if there's a physical confrontation, the guy is going to win. And it just goes on, and this builds up in the woman. And I can just picture after a while there's just an explosion. And from the outside, it might look like the woman was at fault. And I'm just referring to one that's going on right now. Sure. I know of others, too, where the taunting, it's bullying is what it is in a relationship. And it's tough to get an easy handle on it, even when, like these people, at least the female is seeing professional help with a therapist and with an attorney, and it still is not an easy situation.
Yeah, and in that situation, the system is exasperating the problem a little bit there. Galen, good point. Appreciate the call. Mel Bismarck, last call on this topic. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. I'm. Have been in an abusive situation, a very verbal situation, and I was getting pushed around somewhat, you know, and I thought too I could fix it and everything, and I stayed in that dumb situation for 17 years, but the mental abuse that way, the verbal, can just put you down so low that you just don't even feel like you're even with the ground, and it's just terrible. And I think that this lady might have been putting up with a lot of that also, and we feel, well, we don't know what to do, and we think about the kids and all that stuff, but we think it's our fault, and he made us think it was our fault. that we were the one that was causing all the problems, and we weren't. He was a nice guy and around other people, and everybody thought he was a nice guy, you know, and nobody knew what went on at home. And finally, one day something happened. He did something terrible to me, terrible, terrible to me, abusive. And I just got so mad and got enough guts up, and I went to the attorney, and I got a divorce after that time. And this was many years back when divorce was just food on, you know. You were a slut if you got a divorce. You just had to be chasing around. Well, that wasn't the case. But anyway, verbal abuse can be just as bad as beating a person.
Sure.
It's worse because other people don't hear it and see it. When you get beat up, you've got things to show for it, you see. And this girl probably just exploded, just like I did. Only I just went and got my divorce and got it over with. And I'll tell you, I got my kids out of that situation. And what a great day that was. Believe me, I went through hell. And I always said, if hell was like that, I sure don't want to go there.
Well, Mel, I think
I've got this.
Yeah, appreciate your call, and I think by sharing that story, you help others as well understand that it happens. Thank you very much. Appreciate the calls, and I think all the calls contributed something today. Really, I think in helping people understand that this does happen and understand the situation a little bit better, and appreciate our experts as well. So thanks. 12 past the hour, as I mentioned, we get an opportunity to chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council a couple times a month about issues that are happening in the oil and gas industry. And Ron is back, busy time during the legislative session. So appreciate a chance to catch up with him. Ron, welcome. How are you?
Morning, Scott. I'm well.
Nice to have you here. Busy week last week where the House got a chance to delve into the issue of the infrastructure needs, especially the early session funding for 2015 shovel-ready projects for this upcoming construction season. And I know you were there taking in every bit of testimony. I was really struck, Ron, I'm curious if you remember anything like this, of just how much support there was from every corner of the state, from a broad coalition of groups. I mean, I said on the air after that, you know, maybe the East-West divide is dead, because it was refreshing to see how much support there is out there for oil country and for infrastructure needs. Were you struck by that?
Well, I was, Scott, and I don't think that wasn't a surprise, because I certainly have felt that across the state, and I hope the people of Western North Dakota recognize that as well, and certainly our legislators recognize. I think we all know that we need to get them the resources in order to address the challenges that they have. And at the end of the day, if we push more resources out there and we address the challenges, there will be plenty for the rest of us when we get that taken care of. And the surge is a big deal. The additional funding formula is maybe even a bigger deal. And I thought that the presentations were great from the counties, and probably the most valuable was the non oil and gas producing counties from Cass County. And Senator Poolman from Bismarck did an outstanding job of saying this is a North Dakota issue, and we have to do this. So we are going to be putting out a big push to our 500-plus members this week, and especially those not living in the oil-producing counties, to contact their House of Representative member and urge them to let's move this bill. Let's get this bill out before a crossover later this week or next week, and get those projects bid, which saves money. It's a big deal. So we got to get it done. And tough decisions by the legislators. It's day 30 today, and I think they had a good hearing. So hopefully they can make their adjustments, which are agreeable to the Senate, and we'll move this one out.
That same proposal in the Senate received wide support. Did move pretty quick over there. Obviously, it's only been in the House now a couple of weeks, but as you say, getting close to crunch time here on getting it out there. Do you anticipate it being a tougher sell in the House?
Well, I think everything's a tougher sell in the House. There's twice as many members. They generally, on spending issues like this, they have a lot more opinions, because there's twice as many of them. And it's it's just the way it historically has always been in the legislature that the House is fiscally conservative. That's because you have a lot more opinions and you have a lot more division. This was a Senate bill, and generally the House of origin when a bill starts, especially when it's got the leader's name on it, I think you can expect that he can set the rules and set the tone, and the caucus is going to generally follow. And this time you had the minority, which was also very supportive. So I don't think that's a great surprise, but there's a lot of support on the House side as well, and I thought it was good. They've got some tough decisions, though. There were some things brought in by the state agencies on adding in some of the state highway funds, which, as you heard, they're kind of at a standstill. I think they asked for $450 million on top of the $800 million in here. So they've got a few things to sort out on the House side that
lots to do.
They've got to be agreeable to the Senate. So
more with Ron Ness after a break. Don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Join the North Dakota Soybean Council for their 2015 Northern Soybean Expo, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Registration is free and starts at 8 a.m. The conference runs 9:30 to 4. Topics include how to compete in a global economy with Todd Buchholz, The Sensible Environmentalist with Dr. Patrick Moore, and Market Commentary with Jerry Gulkey. For more information, go to ndsoybean.org. The Northern Soybean Expo, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Past the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind for Monday. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here. If you have a question or comment for Ron, certainly welcome today on the program. 800-228-0550. Anything else from the legislative session you want to give your opinion on and how things are coming along so far? As you said, day 30, so I'm not quite... halfway through the 80-day session here, but what do you think so far?
Well, I think certainly everybody was in kind of paralysis the first few weeks of the session when, you know, they were uncertain on the revenue stream. I think what Representative Carlson did in conjunction with bringing together the information of revising had to happen. And since then, they've been cruising along doing their business. They're going to have a busy 2 weeks here to try and, you know, get themselves, get their financial house in order, I think, and prior to the crossover. But by and large, they've had had some big policy fights, but mostly it's been about the budget. So it should be interesting as we move into spring and we get a better sense maybe of what oil prices and production are going to do. We anticipate we're going to see substantially more drilling rigs, you know, being laid down because the economics are not there for the most part of the, in the basin, and actually the finances aren't there to keep drilling. So the Bakken is a big cost oil play, and your bankers and everyone has to be bullish on the returns in order to finance the project. So when you're getting 50% less for your commodity than you were a few months ago, you just have to cut back on your CapEx and you have to begin to reduce your costs. So that's certainly going to happen. We think that trend is going to continue. There's still a lot of oil produced every day and a lot of things that are going to continue to happen. But this is probably a more significant timeline and correction, I think, than what we've seen thus far, certainly.
We don't know, obviously, what oil is going to do, but it does look like that maybe the floor has been hit and the rebound is ebbing back up. Will that at all? You mentioned we'll see more rigs slow down. Is that is the price inching back upwards, slowing any of that? What's your take on where the rig count is going to land here?
Well, I think that we're at 136 or so drilling rigs today, give or take a few. The companies have tried to focus on those that have assets in the, you know, the best areas of the Bakken and have maintained the rigs in those areas. And, but I don't think, you know, we're taking a significant discount on our oil, in addition to where the price is today. And, I think the geopolitics of the world oil price have a long way to go before we begin seeing a settling in of where we're at. And I suspect that we're still going to lose, you know, another 20 to 30 drilling rigs is what my information shows just on what public companies have announced. So, and of course, maybe a few less, but I think certainly I've not seen that change. These are significant projects. They take some planning. They take all of those things. So, certainly we've got the high cost of operating in the winter. You've got spring road restrictions coming. You've got a lot of things. So can't predict the price of oil, but I know companies have to plan, and that's what they're planning to do.
You mentioned two things here in the previous comments that I think deserve some more commentary. One, that the Bakken is a big cost oil play, and then secondly, that we're taking a significant discount on the Bakken crude. Let's break down each of those. What makes us a big cost oil play?
Well, essentially, the cost of operating in the Bakken and this type of technology and this type of you know, extended reach horizontal drilling with substantial completion costs of in these wells, it's, you know, you're still looking $8 to $10 million per well. And when you do the math, you could drill wells at a pretty rapid succession today versus what we could 5-6 years ago. Used to, you know, when we started in the Bakken in 2006, 2007, 2008, it was 40 to 45 days, and now it might be 17 to 22 days to drill a well. So, and those completion costs are maybe to a third of the price of that well sometimes. So those costs represent a very high cost. And then, of course, the cost of maintaining your workforce, those high costs of housing apply right back to the operator in most circumstances. So those are the types of things that we're going to see change. I think the big housing allowances, a lot of those things, the costs incurred during the completion process, all of those types of things. Companies are looking to get more efficient. They've got to drive down their costs. And I think in the long term, what I see is this is today probably a $75 to $90 oil play. We have to try and make this a $60 to $75 oil play, because what will be the new normal when the supply and demand in the world kind of shake out over the next year or so, what will be that new normal price for the what we kind of expect as a commodity price, which now we've kind of learned to live with $85 to $100, but I don't think most experts would say it's going to get back up there on a regular basis. It might slip up into those prices, but the new normal is probably going to be a lower just because of the Bakken and the Eagle Ford and more oil in the world. So we've got to try and lower those costs on all aspects of the play, get more efficient, find better markets for our oil, get those significant pipelines in place to get our oil to better markets, get better price. Exports will be a significant factor of that, which helps the American consumer, but also helps states like North Dakota, where we're producing this light, sweet crude oil, so we can get those barrels to our friends and allies who have light, sweet refineries.
And then the discount, the significant discount. You mentioned pipelines. I mean, the more transportation options you have, the less of a discount you have. But what is the discount still today? What are we looking at?
Well, the discount was ranging somewhere around 15%. So let's just say at $90, that's $13 or $14 a barrel. Well, you can tolerate that when you're getting $90 for your barrel of oil. But when you're getting essentially $42 to $46 a barrel, where we've been, that starts representing a significant amount of, if the discount hasn't really changed, it's still up in that double-digit numbers, it begins to represent a huge portion of your revenue stream. So reducing those transportation costs, more pipelines is still the way, more pipelines to key markets. The Dakota Access Pipeline, the new pipeline that we saw announced last week, TransCanada going to the East Coast market, Keystone certainly, 100,000 barrels of oil a day, getting that right to those key areas where really the oil gets distributed across the United States, help you get a better price. It's no different whether you're selling oranges or you're selling wheat or cattle. You've got to have good market options. And when you don't, you begin to pay the vendors will pay you a discount because you're competing your barrel against somebody else's barrel. And let's see, it's further from the market. So, well, here's your price we'll give you for your barrel, or it costs me more to get it there. So, more pipelines.
And that's despite a desirable oil grade, right? I mean, that sweet crude, even having the better desirable crude, you still have the discount off there. But short break. We'll let you answer that on the other side of the break. Any other questions? Last chance to weigh in with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us today on the program. Don't touch that dial. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
And we're back 28 before the top of the hour. This is What's on Your Mind, Monday edition, President's Day edition on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Chatting with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. So, and we're just, before the break, talking and trying to better understand, it, obviously, in this price environment, when you have a discount for your product because of transportation and you're a big cost oil play, you've got a few strikes. So that's one of the challenges that folks are dealing with right now in the industry. And we were talking before the break about the discount. And one of the things I want to learn more about, understand better, Ron, is the idea of the discount. I get that more transportation options mean a reduction in the discount. Do we get any kind of a plus because of the premium nature of sweet Bakken crude?
Well, we certainly do. If you can get that product to a market that demands that product, and I think one of the big misnomers about oil is that you essentially, in the world of refining, you have two types of refineries. You have what we would call a heavy oil, sour crude oil type refiner, which many of the refiners in this part of the world, with the exception of Tesoro and Mandan, felt there was not going to be an adequate supply of light sweet crude oil 10, 12 years ago. So they converted their refineries, installed a coker unit in order to be able to process heavy Canadian sour crude oil. All of the refineries in Billings, the big refiner in Minneapolis, along with many of the refineries essentially across the mid-continent of the United States, converted their design in order to be able to process heavy Canadian crude oil, hence crude oil barrels coming in from Canada. Along comes the Bakken and provides this incredible supply of light sweet crude oil. So now our refining markets are further away. So we have to get our barrels to the coast. As you saw, event with the ramp up of barrels on the rail, and something that we never thought was really feasible. But when you started getting your barrel to the coastal markets, you then began displacing Brent crude, which may have come from Africa, Brent crude, which may have come from OPEC nations. So there you get world price. You get a better price. Same Bakken barrel. You just get it to the coast, and all of a sudden you get a better price. So those are the refineries that you have to be able to get your commodity to in order to get that better price. What that does is it just helps the economics of the barrel right here in North Dakota, displaces those foreign barrels. So it's, when you think about it in terms of a win-win, really that's what's led to the incredible decline in the amount of oil that we import, is us being able to get our barrels to those coastal markets. And as we all know, it's just better to do that by pipeline. So the the pipeline issue in the Minnesota Public Service Commission of trying to properly permit and get that pipeline built through Minnesota, the Dakota Access Pipeline that would go to Patoka, Illinois, that's got to go through South Dakota, Iowa, portion of Illinois, I believe. That's a challenging process, but at the end of the day, do you want it moving by rail or do you want it moving by pipeline, which is the safest, most reliable process to move hydrocarbons?
What was the significance of the TransCanada announcement last week on the pipeline that would take Bakken crude? I think it was 300,000 barrels, as I recall, of Bakken crude, which is significantly more than the TransCanada XL Keystone pipeline that we heard so much about, where that would be a 100,000 barrel on ramp for North Dakota crude. What do you make of this latest announcement? And it's taking it north to start with, at least, right?
Well, I thought that was a great announcement, and just the kind of projects that we hope to see, and that uses up some existing pipelines traveling across Canada, but most importantly, it gets those barrels over into eastern Canada, which they are heavy users of light sweet crude oil. And then you also get into the New York area refineries, which also use light sweet crude oil. That project's exciting, actually. 300,000 barrels a day, getting it to where we need to get it to. You couple that with the 300,000 barrels a day of the Dakota Access Line, getting it over to Illinois. You add on top of that the 210,000 barrels a day of the Sandpiper, getting the barrels over to Duluth, which then connects into pipelines, which gets your barrels over into Michigan and that Detroit area. Now you're starting to get barrels to where we need to get barrels. We're doing it via pipeline, taking pressure off the rails. Those are win-win projects, and I was glad to see that one come forth the other day.
Have you seen a slowing at all of any of that level of cap? I mean, the significance of that is a major project, obviously, and others as well, in the middle of an uncertain price environment. Have you seen any pullback at all of the infrastructure projects related to price?
Well, Scott, and that's a great question, and something that I have been very worried about, and I have not seen, which tells you the long-term confidence that they have in a resource like the Bakken. I've not seen a pullback of folks building housing or those types of things in western North Dakota yet, but certainly we've not seen a pullback in terms of building gas infrastructure to capture the gas and reduce flaring. So that's good news. And certainly those are the projects we need to happen, and this is the time to happen. And just like these surge projects, it's a time to get out there and do this tremendous work. So as you can see, right now there's jobs. We know there's been a lot of people probably reduced hours being laid off for those things, but there's other additional work for people out there at this point. So that's good news, and that's what infrastructure does.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I haven't seen the numbers for a while. I noticed one company, I forget the company, but announced that their oil imports were up in December or January. But obviously we were making incredible progress in, lessening our dependence on foreign oil and needing less and less of the imports because we're our own production. Have we gotten to the point where that number slowed or gone the other way at all as a result of the price situation?
I have not seen that number, Scott. I do. You saw last week the Industrial Commission released the production numbers in December, and I don't think that was a surprise because, as we recall, 3-4 months ago, we had a really rough November in North Dakota. It was cold and it was brutal, and we had a lot of days where you had a lot of weather situations, and production was down in November. And the good news was that not only was production up in December, but we also reduced our flaring percentage, which is kind of the big goal every month is to keep whittling that down and getting that infrastructure in place. And we need we need more infrastructure. We need more pipelines to get that gas because that's the way you get it, and you ensure that it stays captured. So good news.
Absolutely. Anything else, Ron, on your mind today you want to share with the audience?
No. It's the 30th day of the legislature, and we encourage you to reach out to your members of the House of Representatives and encourage them to support that surge bill, and let's get that bill moving and get that infrastructure built up and help our friends in western North Dakota.
Yeah, very good point. And speaking of, you know, sort of sending the right messages, right? You know, so far you have a lot of private investment that continues to roar on. Very important that the states send the same signal. So the private sector continues to do that as well. Extraordinarily important. And obviously the timing with the construction season. So couldn't agree with you anymore. And obviously from the outpouring of support at the committee hearing last week, you know that there is a lot of support out there, but I think that's a great encouragement just to make sure folks reach out and talk to their individual members of the legislature for sure. Ron, thanks for the update. Appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, great talking to you. Great education. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us a couple times a month on the key issues in the industry. Appreciate that very much. Which former president do you most want to have our next president be like? And if you don't want to name one, just, you know, what characteristics, what should be on the resume? Let me do a little, let's hope you're unofficial, but here's some of your answers so far. Joel says Reagan. Casey says Kennedy. Laurel says Reagan. David says, bet you're going to get a lot of Reagan responses, but add mine, Reagan. Pat says Hillary. Was she president? I'd forgotten that. Her husband was. But Rob says Abraham Lincoln. Usually ranked number one among the best presidents. So we got to go with the rail splitter. Good for you, Rob. Douglas says Reagan. Calvin Coolidge says John. Another Reagan vote from James. David says he wants George Washington or Abe Lincoln. Two solid choices. Kyle Lincoln, Daryl Reagan. And Daryl gives us a little insight why, which I appreciate. He had tremendous bravery and not only understood our Constitution, but also advanced its presence in his leadership. Sadly, every president since has eroded his achievements. Rick says, George. Which George? We've got a few Georges, haven't we? I'm going to go with Washington as we tally his vote here. Brad says Reagan. Dennis says Reagan. Tony says Reagan. But then goes on to say some bad things about Reagan. Almost tripled national debt. 138 members of the administration convicted or indicted. Sold arms to Iran. Cut and ran from Lebanon. Raised taxes 11 times. Expanded federal government. Gave amnesty to 3 million undocumented immigrants. And he was a secret Muslim. I think Tony's joking with that last comment. I don't know. Tony has a President's Day sense of humor. Larissa says Reagan or Lincoln. John says I think it's best the government does nothing. Coolidge. Rob says, by the way, while I say Lincoln is the best president ever, I should add Reagan is the best president in my lifetime. Ike is the second best in my lifetime. Here's a new one. Andrew Jackson says Jerry, and Darren throws in a North Dakota name to the mix. Teddy. Thank you, Darren. How nice of you. Thomas Jefferson makes the list. All right. Very good. So I ask you, our fine audience, which president would you most like the next president to emulate? Whatever president is, I just hope they got a good night's sleep, like Todd and I do with our pillow. And you know what? The most important thing to your health is sleep. The most important thing to your sleep is my pillow. So we want our listeners to get the same great night's sleep we get, and they put together a great deal for us, celebrating the National Sleep Foundation, saying this is the pillow of the year. That's how they're celebrating their 10th anniversary. MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, get you a two-for-one deal on the classic pillow. Todd, two-for-one, can you help me with the math there? Would that be 50%
off? That would be 50% off, Scott.
Thank you, yes. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at this number, 800-506-9028. And you know, if you talk really nice, you'll get some other deals as well when you call. And they have a whole host of accessories, pillow toppers, you know, mattress toppers and kink body pillows and travel pillows and some really good deals. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The final segment of What's on Your Mind Monday is all yours, friends, for whatever is on your mind here. We have not spent time on the international story of the weekend. That is the fact that 21 Egyptian Christians were beheaded by ISIS. 21. And, by the way, they're parading more people around in cages, threatening to burn more hostages alive. It continues. Egypt, in response, by the way, to these Christians being beheaded, launched airstrikes, begging the question, Okay, look how Jordan responded. Look how Egypt's responding. Anybody home? Hello? Maybe we should step up our response. What do you think? What do you think? A few of you weighing in on Facebook on that question. Welcome any responses that you want to share. Laurel says, this isn't a joke question. My answer to that question is because we have a leader. Laurel's making the point that we have a leader. Or responding to the question, why doesn't the U.S. do something in response to the beheading video? She's saying because we have a leader who'd rather play golf, look at himself at the mirror. Did you see that video over the weekend? Was it BuzzFeed or something? Where he's talking to the mirror and doing the fake... It was some sort of promotional video for Obamacare, I guess. But you do wonder about the things that he takes time to do. Did you know what she was talking about when he said looking at himself in the mirror, Todd? Did you get that?
No.
Just speed on that? No? All right. Now check it out. Just go online and do a little search for Obama video. You'll get it. It's a BuzzFeed video that he was... I don't exactly know what BuzzFeed had to do with it, but evidently the video was a promotion for signing up for Obamacare, but he's doing all this goofy stuff, horsing around, wearing glasses, being dumb. It didn't look very presidential to me at all, especially when we have, again, a level of attacks going on right now. It's unbelievable. Sue weighs in, says, because I'm quite sure it's all according to a plan, not a plan of any U.S.-loving citizens would ever endorse, but a plan nonetheless. But with that, I'm pleased to see Egypt and Jordan kicking some serious butt. I'm only sorry that they will do it without our support, because I doubt our commander in selfie will deny any ammo or equipment or fuel to them. Yeah. Very interesting. And Reagan is the runaway winner on our presidential survey question. What former president do you most want the next president to be like? Doesn't surprise me, I guess. What do you think we need more than anything right now? I think some optimism. What Ronald Reagan do after the Carter years? You know, he led. He brought some optimism. He brought some hope. It's good stuff. Appreciate that very much. Here's an alarming story based on a comment I made earlier when I said my firmly held belief and call it a bias is that, you know, men should never hit a woman, period, ever, nada, never excuse, ever. He says, well, I've always heard that too, but let me tell you my story. I was involved in a relationship where my girlfriend was at the time. I'm sorry. I was involved in a relationship where my girlfriend at the time held a knife to her throat, then turned it on me. She swung it at me. I knocked it out of her hand. I left. When I showed back up, I was arrested. She had a bruise on her forearm. I was arrested. I explained to the officer what happened, and he laughed. Tell it to the judge, like Judge Judy says. You hit him first. What did you expect? So I don't believe it's never okay to hit a woman, especially in my situation. And, you know, I understand there's going to be incidents like that, and hopefully the facts of the case will bear out exactly what happened in that particular case. But I'm going to stand by my statement that it's never a good idea. I'm also going to make a statement. People have to defend themselves. And again, hopefully the facts of the case will bear that out. I hope today that by talking about the situation we did most of the first hour with Kirsten Baszler and by having a couple experts on, that we help some folks understand. I think also it's good for all of us to know, all of us to think a little bit about the fact that you just never know what personal struggles that people are dealing with. So, and I want to commend the vast majority of the folks that called today and joined us on this discussion for having a little bit of compassion in the situation as well. As I say, hopefully the experts have helped that situation a little bit as well. We're not done on these or any other topics, and you can always weigh in online. You can also call us on the What's On Your Mind line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. An email here I'm not going to have a chance to get to that I just noticed, critical of us having the conversation about Kirsten Baszler. And, you know, whether you're critical, whether you're complimentary, whether you have a suggestion for a future program, always welcome your input because we value you. That telephone number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Get on your soapbox or leave your comment 24/7. For Todd Mitchell and our entire crew, I'm Scott Hinnon saying thanks for listening. We appreciate you. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at Nessa Consulting Services. Kathy Nessett of Nessa Consulting Services tells us about how Nessa Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nessa Consulting Service online at NessaConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessaConsulting.com. That's NessaConsulting.com. NessaConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.